On that day, Memorial Day of 1921, you recall hearing bullets shooting?
Oh, yeah. I got shot at. Come to think about it, I had a friend there, Jackson Funeral. He was what you might say the father of my sister's two little boys. I was down there at the funeral home when the riot broke out.
When you went to the garage of that funeral home, tell me what happened as your friend was opening the garage door.
While he was trying to open it, Jackson had come to the knowledge that we better get the colored folks out of that part of town. See, we was the closest to the white section. The Archer was the first street on what you might say the north side of town.
When you were there at the garage, Otis, is it true that somebody shot and a bullet struck your friend's hand?
That's right. Just across the Frisco tracks on First Street, there was a mill. And the white men worked in that mill, some kind of grain mill, three or four stories high. And they could get up at the top of that mill and look across the tracks and see what we colored folks was doing. And sure enough, we got shot at from men over across that track and hit the boy in the hand, and I'm standing right behind him. He dropped his keys, and we left the old car in the garage and run off and left it.
You tried to run home?
No, because the whites had done covered our home, which was about three or four blocks up from the funeral home.
Did you stay with your friend? His hand had a bullet in it.
No, so I run off and left him.
When you tried to go home, the whites were blocking your way home. Is that true?
Oh, Lord, yeah. And they even burned it up.
They burned your house?
Oh, yeah. They burned up where we live.
But do you recall that night you couldn't go to your house? It was burning. Didn't you go to your cousin's house and they were planning to go to Claremore?
That was in the riot. The riot was just starting. The whites was taking over that section of the city which was closest to them, just across the Frisco tracks. My cousin, they lived way out on Greenwood and had a little cafe way out on Greenwood there. So we made up our mind to try to get out to where they live. But when we got out there, they were fitting to go to Claremore to kind of get out of the trouble area. So we went to Claremore. But on our way to Claremore, after we crossed from the little old Verdigris River, men come out with their guns and stopped us in the car.
When the white men stopped your car, were they asking for anything, or did you think that was going to be the end of you there?
We didn't know about all this race trouble that they had started. They knew about it, and so after they found out we didn't have nothing, no guns and stuff, they let us go on to Claremore. But that night at Claremore, at the little hotel where we stayed, they found out that the soldiers had come in and stopped some of the riot so we could come on back home. So the next morning, we came back to Tulsa. But when we got back there, they done burned up everything. And so the little Salvation Army had come over there and built some little old buildings for the colored folks that was left there to live in. My mother and them had them a little building, and that way I had to stay too. But all the big buildings were burned up.
When you came back then, you found your home was destroyed. I think even your dog was gone, right?
Oh, yeah. We didn't see him no more.